Chapter 75. Throttle Position Sensors. Throttle Position Sensor Construction. Before the introduction of electronic throttle control systems, abbreviated ETC, or throttle by wire, engines used a single throttle position sensor, abbreviated TP, to signal to the powertrain control module, abbreviated PCM, the position of the throttle. See Figure 75-1. Potentiometers. A potentiometer is a variable resistance sensor with three terminals. One end of the resistor receives reference voltage, while the other end is grounded. The third terminal is attached to a movable contact that slides across the resistor to vary its resistance. Depending on whether the contact is near the supply end or the ground end of the resistor, return voltage is high or low. See Figure 75-2. TP sensors are among the most common potentiometer type sensors. The computer uses their input to determine the amount of throttle opening and the rate of change. A typical sensor has three wires. Number 1. A 5-volt reference feed wire from the computer. Number 2. Signal return, a ground wire back to the computer. Number 3. A voltage signal wire back to the computer. As the throttle is opened, the voltage to the computer changes. Normal throttle position voltage on most vehicles is about 0.5 volt at idle, closed throttle, and 4.5 volts at wide open throttle, abbreviated WOT. Note, the TP sensor voltage at idle is usually about 10% of the TP sensor voltage when the throttle is wide open, but can vary from as low as 0.3 to 1.2 volts, depending on the make and model of vehicle. Refer to Figure 75-1. A typical TP sensor mounted on the throttle plate of this port-injected engine. Refer to Figure 75-2. The signal voltage from a throttle position increases as the throttle is open because the wiper arm is closer to the 5-volt reference. At idle, the resistance of the sensor winding effectively reduces the signal voltage output to the computer. TP sensor computer input functions. The computer senses any change in throttle position and changes the fuel mixture and ignition timing. The actual change in fuel mixture and ignition timing is also partly determined by the other sensors, such as the manifold pressure, or engine vacuum, engine RPM, the coolant temperature, and oxygen sensors. Some throttle position sensors are adjustable and should be set according to the exact engine manufacturer's specifications. The throttle position sensor signals the PCM to pulse additional fuel from the injectors when the throttle is depressed. Because the air can quickly flow into the engine when the throttle is opened, additional fuel must be supplied to prevent the air-fuel mixture from going lean, causing the engine to hesitate when the throttle is depressed. If the TP sensor is unplugged or defective, the engine may still operate satisfactorily, but hesitate upon acceleration. The PCM supplies the TP sensor with a regulated voltage that ranges from 4.8 to 5.1 volts. This reference voltage is usually referred to as a 5-volt reference or VREF. The TP output signal is an input to the PCM, and the TP sensor ground also flows through the PCM. See the Ford throttle position sensor chart for an example of how sensor voltage changes with throttle angle. Note, generally, any reading higher than 80% represents wide open throttle to the computer. PCM uses for the TP sensor. The TP sensor is used by the PCM for the following reasons. Clear flood mode. If the throttle is depressed to the floor during engine cranking, the PCM either greatly reduces or entirely eliminates any fuel injector pulses to aid in cleaning a flooded engine. If the throttle is depressed to the floor and the engine is not flooded with excessive fuel, the engine may not start. Torque converter clutch engagement and release. The torque converter clutch is released if the PCM detects rapid acceleration, to help the transmission deliver maximum torque to the drive wheels. The torque converter clutch is applied when the vehicle is lightly accelerating and during cruise conditions to improve fuel economy. Rationality testing for MAP and MAF sensors. As part of the rationality tests for the MAP and/or MAF sensor, the TP sensor signal is compared to the reading from other sensors to determine if they match. For example, if the throttle position sensor is showing wide open throttle, the MAP and/or MAF reading should also indicate that this engine is under a heavy load. If not, a diagnostic trouble code could be set for the TP, as well as the MAP and/or MAF sensor. Automatic transmission shift points. The shift points are delayed if the throttle is opened wide to allow the engine speed to increase, thereby producing more power and aiding in the acceleration of the vehicle. If the throttle is barely open, the shift point occurs at the minimum speed designed for the vehicle. Target idle speed, or idle control strategy. When the TP sensor voltage is at idle, the PCM then controls idle speed using the idle air control and/or spark timing variation to maintain the commanded idle speed. If the TP sensor indicates that the throttle has moved off idle, fuel delivery and spark timing are programmed for acceleration. Therefore, if the throttle linkage is stuck or binding, the idle speed may not be correct. Air conditioning compressor operation. The TP sensor is also used as an input sensor for air conditioning compressor operation. If the PCM detects that the throttle is at or close to wide open, the air conditioning compressor is disengaged. Backs up other sensors. The TP sensor is used as a backup to the MAP sensor and/or MAF in the event the PCM detects that one or both are not functioning correctly. The PCM then calculates fuel needs and spark timing based on the engine speed, or RPM, and throttle position. Testing the throttle position sensor. A TP sensor can be tested using one or more of the following tools. Number 1. A digital voltmeter with three test leads connected in series between the sensor and the wiring harness connector or back probing using T-pins or other recommended tool that does not cause harm to the connector or wiring. Number 2. A scan tool or a specific tool recommended by the vehicle manufacturer. Number 3. An oscilloscope. Use jumper wires, T-pins to back probe the wires, or a breakout box to gain electrical access to the wiring to the TP sensor. See Figure 75-3. Note, the procedure that follows is the usual method used by many manufacturers. Always refer to service information for the exact recommended procedure and specifications for the vehicle being tested. The procedure for testing the sensor using a digital multimeter is as follows. Number 1. Turn the ignition switch on and engine off. Number 2. Set the digital meter to read to DC volts and measure the voltage between the signal wire and ground or reference low wire. The voltage should be about 0.5 volt. Note, consult the service information for exact wire colors or locations. Number 3. With the engine still not running, but with the ignition still on, slowly increase the throttle opening. The voltage signal from the TP sensor should also increase. Look for any dead spots or open circuit readings as the throttle is increased to the wide open position. See Figure 75-4 for an example of how a good TP sensor looks when tested with a digital storage oscilloscope. Note, use the accelerator pedal to depress the throttle because this applies the same forces on the TP sensor as the driver does during normal driving. Moving the throttle by hand under the hood may not accurately test the TP sensor. Number 4. With the voltmeter still connected, slowly return the throttle down to the idle position. The voltage from the TP sensor should also decrease evenly on the return to idle. The TP sensor voltage at idle should be within the acceptable range as specified by the manufacturer. Some TP sensors can be adjusted by loosening their retaining screws and moving the sensor in relation to the throttle opening. This movement changes the output voltage of the sensor. All TP sensors should also provide a smooth transition voltage reading from idle to on and back to idle. Replace the TP sensor if erratic voltage readings are obtained, or if the correct setting at idle cannot be obtained. Refer to Figure 75-3. A meter lead connected to a T-pin that was gently pushed along the signal wire of the TP sensor until the point of the pin touched the metal terminal inside the plastic connector. Refer to Figure 75-4. A typical waveform of a TP sensor signal as recorded on ADSO when the accelerator pedal was depressed with the ignition switch on and engine off. Clean transitions and the lack of any glitches in this waveform indicate a good sensor. Refer to Figure 75-5. Checking the 5-volt reference from the computer being applied to the TP sensor with the ignition switch on and engine off. Tech tip. Check power and ground before condemning a bad sensor. Most engine sensors use a 5-volt reference and a ground. If the 5 volts to the sensor is too high, or shorted to voltage, or too low, high resistance, then the sensor output is skewed or out of range. Before replacing the sensor that did not read correctly, measure both the 5-volt reference and ground. To measure the ground, simply turn the ignition on and engine off, and touch one test lead of ADMM set to read DC volts to the sensor ground and the other to the negative terminal of the battery. Any reading higher than 0.2 volt represents a poor ground. See Figures 75-5 and 75-6. Refer to Figure 75-6. Checking the voltage drop between the TP sensor ground and a good engine ground with the ignition on and engine off. A reading of greater than 0.2 volt, 200 millivolts, represents a bad computer ground. Testing ATP sensor using the min-max function. Many digital multimeters are capable of recording voltage readings over time and then displaying the minimum, maximum, and average readings. To perform a min-max test of the TP sensor, manually set the meter to read higher than 4 volts. Step 1. Connect the red meter lead to the signal wire and the black meter lead to a good ground on the ground return wire at the TP sensor. Step 2. With the ignition on, engine off, slowly depress and release the accelerator pedal from inside the vehicle. Step 3. Check the minimum and maximum voltage reading on the meter display. Any 0 or 5 volt reading indicates a fault or short in the TP sensor. Testing the TP sensor using a scan tool. A scan tool can be used to check for proper operation of the throttle position sensor using the following steps. Step 1. With the key on, engine off, the TP sensor voltage display should be about 0.5 volt, but can vary from as low as 0.3 volt to as high as 1.2 volts. Step 2. Check the scan tool display for the percentage of throttle opening. The reading should be 0 and gradually increase in percentage as the throttle is depressed. Step 3. The idle air control abbreviated, IAC, counts should increase as the throttle is opened and decrease as the throttle is closed. Start the engine and observe the IAC counts as the throttle is depressed. Step 4. Start the engine and observe the TP sensor reading. Use a wedge or a thin object to increase the throttle opening slightly. The throttle percentage reading should increase. Shut off and restart the engine. If the percentage of throttle opening returns to 0%, the PCM determines that the increased throttle opening is now the new minimum and resets the idle position of the TP sensor. Remove the wedge and cycle the ignition key. The throttle position sensor should again read 0%. Note, some engine computers are not capable of resetting the throttle position sensor. TP sensor diagnostic trouble codes. The DTCs associated with the throttle position sensor include the following, see chart on page 887. Review questions. Question 1. What is the purpose of each of the three wires on a typical TP sensor? Question 2. What all does the PCM do with the TP sensor signal voltage? Question 3. What is the procedure to follow when checking the 5 volt? Reference and TP sensor ground? Question 4. How can a TP sensor be diagnosed using a scan tool? Question 5. What diagnostic trouble codes are usually associated with a fault with the throttle position sensor? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. What type of sensor is used to measure the position of the throttle? A. Negative temperature coefficient thermistor. B. Positive temperature coefficient thermistor. C. Engine speed, or RPM. D. Potentiometer. Question 2. Typical TP sensor voltage at idle is about A. 2.50 to 2.80 volts. B. 0.5 volt or 10% of WOT, throttle position sensor voltage. Circa 1.5 to 2.8 volts. D. 13.5 to 15.0 volts. Question 3. ATP sensor is what type of sensor? A. Rheostat. B. Voltage generating. C. Potentiometer. D. Piezoelectric. Question 4. Most TP sensors have how many wires? A. 1. B. 2. Circa 3. D. 4. Question 5. Which sensor does the TP sensor back up if the PCM determines that a failure has occurred? A. Oxygen sensor. B. MAF sensor. C. MAP sensor. D. Either B or C. Question 6. Which wire on a TP sensor should be back probed to check the voltage signal to the PCM? A. 5 volt reference, or VREF. B. Signal. C. Ground. D. Meter should be connected between the 5 volt reference and the ground. Question 7. After ATP sensor has been tested using the min-max function. On ADMM, a reading of 0 volts is displayed. What does this reading indicate? A. The TP sensor is open at one point during the test. B. The TP sensor is shorted. C. The TP sensor signal is shorted to 5 volt reference. D. Both B and C are possible. Question 8. After ATP sensor has been tested using the min-max function. On ADMM, a reading of 5 volts is displayed. What does this reading indicate? A. The TP sensor is open at one point during the test. B. The TP sensor is shorted. C. The TP sensor signal is shorted to 5 volt reference. D. Both B and C are possible. Question 9. A technician attaches one lead of a digital voltmeter to the ground terminal of the TP sensor and the other meter lead to the negative terminal of the battery. The ignition is switched to on, engine off, and the meter displays 37.3 millivolt. Technician A says that this is the signal voltage and is a little low. Technician B says that the TP sensor ground circuit has excessive resistance. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 10. A. P0122 diagnostic trouble code is retrieved using a scan tool. This DTC means: A. The TP sensor voltage is low. B. The TP sensor could be shorted to ground. C. The TP sensor signal circuit could be shorted to ground. D. All of the above. End of chapter 75.